The Super Bowl is just days away, and a lot of people will be tuning in, not just for the on-field matchup, but for the commercials, of course. Every one of us has had that friend at the big game party who's paying closer attention to the Doritos ad than the score of the game. That's probably me. And this year, we're seeing somewhat of an evolution of this part of the Super Bowl in the form of teaser ads. These are short 15 to 20 second ads that give a sneak peek to a brand's full-length commercial that will air on Super Bowl Sunday. Complete with the date of the game, they feel almost like movie trailers.
Save it for the roast, Mr. Peanut.
You're not going to eat me after the show, are you?
I could eat your whole family.
Scalpel? Pringles?
Who's the new guy?
I don't know, but he's supposed to be some kind of rock star.
Diddy don't do jingles.
Of course not. It's not a jingle.
It's one song for Uber One.
Diddy don't do jingles.
Right.
Of course, Diddy doesn't do jingles. But we just want a hit, though.
Diddy does do hits.
To talk more about these teasers and the state of the big game ads is Tim Reister, founder and CEO of the marketing company Reister. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Lauren.
Thank you for coming on. I want to talk first about these teaser ads. This is new this year. What are they exactly?
Well, the commercials in the Super Bowl have become so popular that we're now advertising for the commercials themselves.
Right.
And as you said, it's really hilarious that we're weeks before the Super Bowl, we're putting out campaigns to promote the commercial that will debut in the Super Bowl. And this year is the most in advance we've ever seen a campaign. And in fact, on December 12th, Downy put out a campaign 12 weeks prior to the Super Bowl, announcing that they will be promoting a product called Unstoppable Scent. It's a laundry product. And in their teaser ad, they show a celebrity with a hoodie covering his face. And they say that they will only share who the celebrity is by uncovering his face if that hoodie can make it 12 weeks without being washed again and still smell as good as this Unstoppable Scent.
Some gimmicks involved there. How effective are these going to be, you think? Like, is this sort of the next logical step in the evolution of how important and how big and how expensive Super Bowl ads are?
I think they are. And as you mentioned in your opening, so many people look forward to seeing these commercials. It's the one time of the year in probably the only program other than maybe the Academy Awards when people really enjoy the commercial break as much as the live action. Instead of leaving, I'll tell you, in our household, we don't leave during the commercial to restock our food and our beverages. We leave during the play-by-play because we don't want to miss these commercials. And that's why I think advertisers are willing to pay so much for these. This year, the cost of a 30-second commercial has increased to $7 million.
Jeez.
And it's crazy. And if you think about it, it's $235,000 per second to advertise in the Super Bowl. And often advertisers ask us at Reister, is that just even worth it? But when you consider 208 million people watched the game last year, you're actually only paying 3.5 cents per viewer. Mm-hmm. And if you compare that to the cost of direct mail, it's a lot cheaper to advertise in the Super Bowl.
Well, I guess that's one way to break it down. So these teasers then, like, is this sort of playing on social media, playing on the sort of, landscape that we live in now where it's like a 24/7 media onslaught to maximize that kind of investment?
Yes, and I think it's also an opportunity for brands to engage audiences in a different way than they can in the Super Bowl alone. They put so much into these Super Bowl commercials and it's over so quickly. Mm-hmm. But by starting weeks ahead and involving, often they'll produce several different versions of a commercial and allow consumers to vote on which component they'd like to see actually in the game. There's so many things you can do today using social media tools, using outdoor advertising. Radio is such an incredible tool to engage an audience, especially talk shows like yours, when fans and listeners have an opportunity to respond and let you know what they think. And you can't do that live in the Super Bowl. I think the closest an advertiser's ever come last year, and it was deemed the most successful advertisement last year in the Super Bowl, you may remember Coinbase.
Yeah.
All they put up was this QR code. And the thing was bouncing around for a minute and changing colors. and they had over 20 million people visit their website within 1 minute after airing that ad. And I'd say that's probably the most direct response we've ever seen from a Super Bowl commercial in history.
So companies like that are always trying to do something a little different, something maybe subversive, something that catches your attention. What are you seeing this year? What are the trends?
Well, I always look for that because as a creative person in a creative industry, we want to see advertisers do something new and exciting and engaging and respectful of the audience. Unfortunately, we see too many advertisers every year rely on celebrities. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a huge fan of it. They spend almost the same amount of money creating a commercial as they do for the $7 million airtime, paying these celebrities. And you're going to see it again this year. Meghan Trainor is in a campaign for Pringles. You'll see Serena Williams for Remy Martin. Mm-hmm. Diddy Combs was in your opening preview.
Yep, yeah.
For Uber One. That one's actually pretty funny. Ben Stiller and Steve Martin are in a series for Pepsi, and the teasers did not look that good to me. Will Ferrell, however, for General Motors. Will Ferrell seems to pull off anything he does. His his teasers are pretty good.
And Fox, I understand, has sold out its available ad slots for the game. How does this change things?
Well, when they're sold out that far in advance, it really does put more pressure on these teaser campaigns. Mm. Advertisers who want to participate, maybe they couldn't afford a commercial or they decided too late and there's no inventory left to purchase, they really need to find other ways to get involved in the game. And you can do that through social media. You can do that through market coverage. Here in Phoenix, we have a unique opportunity to see how people engage with the Super Bowl locally.
Yeah.
And you'll see some really interesting things happening surrounding the game, surrounding the NFL experience. And I know you have a segment coming up about political statements and things regarding games. I know there was an issue with the Goldwater Institute in the city of Phoenix surrounding the NFL experience. But you'll see a lot of advertisers using this freedom of speech as a way to reach people interested in the NFL and interested in this kind of family gathering.
Yeah.
Locally, because they couldn't on television.
Yeah. All right. Well, watch for more. Tim Reister of course, Reister, joining us. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Lauren.